ndaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC. Namukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 5 kuNcwabakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, ibandla le MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukuvusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagesi lamafutha ephethulo.
Lakho ke kuzafumana ukuthi ukuphela kwamathrogesi kuyabandezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi baza kukhweza intengo leyo.
Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa kwemithelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kuntuba zama-toll gates elandelwe yikukhwezwa njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimota. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ziveze imbono ehlukileyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale olusedalele eParliament lohlangothi lukahulumende lwamapension olwe National Social Security Authority.
Njenge-MDC yake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana singabokuthatha lokhu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Ibandla le-MDC lithi sokufanele uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa avume ukuthi wehlulekile ukubusa ngoba nanku wehluleka ukulungisa udaba lokusilela kwamandla amagetsi lamafutha ephethulo kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla amahlayana. Kodwa yena uhulumende uthi uyalulungisa lolu daba njalo usekhulumisane lenkampani ye-South Africa ukuthi isize. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla isibona ngogatsha lwamagetsi. Unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa usichasisela okuningi okwenziwa libandla lakhe ukubamba uhulumende ngamandla ukulungisa lolu daba.
Okukhona ukuthi nje njenge-MDC yake lilalele lisizwa umongameli wethu uNelson Chamisa ekhuluma ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe ne-dialogue ukuxoxisana singabokuthatha lokhu okwenzakalayo kathesi ukuthi bazama ukuthi kube nemizamo yokuthi kukhulunyiswane ngokuthi izinto ziyabe zilokho zikhwela kangaka kungakhangela ukuthi ku-affecta abantu abasezindlini, abantu bamabhizimusi, izinto ziyakhwela. So yikho esikukhangeleleyo khonokho ukuthi singaxoxisana kwenye kukhonesi esingakwenza. Because okukhona kathesi liyabona ukuthi uhulumende lo ukhona abantu kabamthembi ngokuthi ukhetho olwayenzakalayo oludlulileyo siyakwazi sonke nje ukuthi kukwasahambisana emakoti njengoba sasikwazi ukuthi thina njenge-MDC alliance sisawina ukhetho loludlulileyo. But kathesi kumele sikhangele ukuthi kuyini esingakwenza njenge-MDC ukuthi sincedise ukuthi abantu basuke ngaphi ekudubekeni lokhu.
Ukukhulumisana kukamnumzana Chamisa lomnumzana Mnangagwa ubone ngani kungaqeda njani ukuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota kumbe amandla amagesi?
Kungaletha abantu ndawonye bazwanane kubanjwane in some way kwenzwe into ekuthiwa i-transitional government anti yabona almost like ilokuzeni i-GNU liyana yenziwa kodwa kungayisikho khonokho. Because kathesi anti yabona ukuthi ukuthi amanye amazwe ainveste izimali zabo eZimbabwe ngabanathemba but bangabona sokulokuthula kulokuzwanana kuyaletha ukuthiwa yi-confidence yikho esibona ukuthi kunceda.
Lo nkosikazi Jasmine Tofa isiphatha amandla sokacha olubona amandla amagetsi kubandla le MDC njalo elilunga ledale leParliament sixoxela ekobulawayo. Iningi lithi likhathazekile kakhulu ngokukhwezwa komthelo wokusebenzisa imigwaqo kuntuba zama toll gates elandelwe ukuqonga njalo kwentengo zamafutha ezimoto isithi lokhu sekubangele ukuthi imbadalo yokugada amabhasi lezimoto laye ikhuphuke. UGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abamela izihambi labo bathi ukukhwezwa kwalomthelo kuza kwenza ukuhamba elizweni kube nzima ngesikhathi sekhefu lamaqhawe njalo kuvele kuzalandelwa ukukhwezwa kwentengo yempahla lento yonke elizweni. Ukukhwezwa komthelo omgwaqo othelisa abatshayela izimota sikhathi sonke bengena lo babephuma isabelo sinye ngasinye kwethulwe ngumphathi intambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube lapho esethula umbiko wendleko zikahulumende owe midterm fiscal policy. Umthelo wemota ezincane usuke kumadola amabili usiya kumadola alithumi ukuthi wamakhombi athwala abantu okade ungamadola amathathu ukhweze waya kwalithumi lanhlanu ukuthi wamabhasi okade ungamadola amahlanu ukhweze waya kwangamathumi amabili. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yemela izihambi ePassengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS esigabeni seMathebeleland umnumzana Norbert Mafu uthi lokhu kuzangezela indleko zabanini bamabhasi abazabanjwa amandla ukudlulisela le ndleko kuzihambi.
Kusiphambanisile sibi kakhulu besingakukhangelelanga. Ngakho ke uzafumana ukuthi ukukhwela kwama-tollgate kuyabandezela kuntengo yezihambi ngoba abanikazi bamabhasi bazakhweza intengo leyo.
UMafu uxwayise uhulumende ukuthi akhulumisane nenhlangothi zonke eziphatheke kumsebenzi ayabe cabange ukuthi akhweze imithelo. Ukukhwezwa komthelo wentuba zama-tollgate kuzahle kubambe ngamandla abamabhasi ukuthi labo bakhweze inhlawulo zokugada ikakhulu ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu lokukhumbula amaqhawe ele Heroes Day ngempelaviki ezayo. Amabhasi asuka eHarare elubhekise kobulawayo namhlanje abebiza inhlawulo yokugada engamadola alikhulu lamathumi amathathu i-130 isuka kumadola ngamathumi ayisishiyagalombili i-$80. Unkosikazi Sikhangele Tshuma uthi linhlawulo izakwenza ukuhamba ngesikhathi sekhefu kube nzima.
Uhamba kathesanje it's going to be a disaster. Vele kuzaba i-disaster. Khangela intengo zangkhona sezikhwelile athe sengifuna ukuya ngikhaya ngifuna ukuya uyafika nje endlini lami ke ngibabulise but how can I say hi indaba zamabhasi angkhona sezikhwelile.
Kunjalo nje izihambi zasemadolobheni lazo zikhathele ngokukhwezwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota osokubangele ukuthi inhlawulo yokugada amakhombi layo iqonge. Kodwa uhulumende usethembise ukuthi uza kwengezela amabhasi enkampani yeZupco wona azathwala uZulu ngentengo ephansi. Umnumzana Leopold Mnende uthe uhulumende kufanele angezelele amabhasi eZupco kuzo zonke indawo ikakhulu ngesikhathi sekhefu elizayo.
Thina sikhala ngokuthi amaZupco bus thina endaweni lapho esihlala khona singaboni iZupco ka-1 amaZupco nawathina sizothiwa abanaZupco amatsha abuyile kodwa siwabona.
Uhulumende uphakathi kohlelo lokuletha amabhasi afika amakhulu amathathu azathala uZulu emadolobheni kanye lasemaphandleni njengendlela yokuvikela uZulu kunhlawulo eziphezulu. ngeviki edluleyo umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa uphawule ukuqala ukusebenza kwamabhasi angamachumi amane lasikhombisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguGibson Bebe.
Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa wethule umbiko othi owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe usesibhedlela kwele Singapore. Umongameli Mnangagwa uthi odokotela abamelaphayo bafuna ake ahlale okwesikhathi esithe xaxa ehlolisiswa njalo eselatshwa okwenze kwaba yisikhathi eside esesibhedlela. Uqhubeka wathi ngeviki edluleyo uthumele iqula eliyebona ukuthi uqhuba njani khona le kwele Singapore. Leli qula ligoqela umabhalane omkhulu wedale lePhalamende umnumzana Meshack Sibanda, udokotela ovele ekhangele umongameli Mugabe elizweni usikhwica mfundo Jonathan Mathenga, lesiphathamandla sehofisi kamongameli Mnangagwa umnumzana Isaac Moyo. Umongameli Mnangagwa ucele uZulu ukuthi aqhubeke ekhulekela umnumzana Mugabe.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ziveze imibono ehlukeneyo mayelana lempumela yophenyo osoludale lePhalamende lohlangothi lukahulumende lwamapension olweNational Social Security Authority oluveza ukuba kulezigidi ezedlula ikhulu lamachumi ayisikhombisa zamadola ezachaphazwa kumisebenzi yenkohlakalo ngumphathintambo ogatsha olwaluphethe loluhlangothi unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira. Ibhanga le Nedbank lamankampani athile uAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Iningi labantu abakumpentsheni bakhala ezimathonsi ngoba imali abayiholayo ayeneli ukugada besuka emakhaya bezothatha lezo mali emabhanga asedolobheni. Iningi labo aliholi ngesikhathi njalo bavame ukulala belinde emabhanga ukuze bathole ingcosana abayabe bethe bayifakelwa. Umnumzana Efincube uthi isizwe sesifile nya ngenkohlakalo, akumelanga kuvunyelwe okunje.
Isizwe sakithi sife saphela du ngenxa ye-corruption. Njengoba ubona nje ukuthi ama-pensioners abantu asebethethe umhlalaphansi bebethwele nzima bengatholi izimali, kanti imali ziyadliwa yi-NASA, ziyadliwa yi-Ministry ye-Social Welfare eyiyo efanele yendle ogogo labokhulu lalaba asebethethe umhlalaphansi.
Umnumzana Stanley Ndlovu uthi ngesikhathi ebhadala impensheni esasebenza ubeyibhadala ngedola leMelika.
Sithe sikhitshelwa imali esizidonetha lapha ibingamayo. Kajazi asisaphiwa amayusa, besihola ama-$80 in usa, kajazi sesinikwa ama-$80. Irethi yebond leyusa i-how much now? In fact, singathi thina ngemva kwalokhu kuvele thina ukuthi sesinikwa i-$1 kuphela empentshenini yethu.
Umnumzana David Moyo uthi sebephila nzima njalo kabaphathwa kuhle lapho bedinga ingcazelo kwabe-NASA lasemabhanga.
Sesisokole kakhulu lapha sibuya la sesilama 3-4 years sithola ukuthi imali asitholi, bathi siswipe i-cash vele kayikho. Kodwa into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi thina sakontributele imali ikuma yusa lati si ill-treated vele sibanjwa ngenyamazana angani intruder umuntu oyisigebengu.
Isakhamuzi sakobulawayo umnumzana Tseponare uthi ulusizi ngokulahleka langokuchaphazwa kwemali enkulu kangaka.
Lana ukhulunywa ngayo lana akusemali yokudlala elahleka ngamadili alawulwa ungqongqoshe. nje uPrisca Mafumira kona noma nje kuyisenzo esingethu siye kulo hulumeni wenkohlakalo nokweyisa amalungelo lolundu kuyisimanga lixube elithile likaZulu elikhubeka likhetha izanu yona inganayi izidingo zabo.
Umnumzana Oscar Nyathi uthi ibandla elibusayo alimanga lapha ekuhuquluzeni imali yabadala.
Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi antshontshele abadala izimali lezi abazisebenza nzima. Abadala basebenza nzima ukuthi bathole imali lezi, kodwa izani PF lokhu iqhubeka intshontsha imali zayo isenza amabhizinis ayo engaphathelani ngalabadala. Abadala bayazifuna imali lezi, kodwa igovernment yezanu PF, izanu PF still kayisoziyekeli kuntshontsha, izahlala intshontsha. Hayi imali engaka, imali le iningi kakhulu imali esikhuluma ngayo, wesikungama US dollar. Besicela abadala bethiwe izimali zabo.
Okwamanje unkosikazi Mufumira ulokhe evalelwe esigodlweni ulandela ukuphuma kwalolu phenyo ukuba achaze ukuthi kwahamba njani ngemali yabadala eyenasa abangasayitholiyo emabhanga, njalo sebeyiphiwa ilibond note hashi idola lemelika njengokuyikhupha kwabo besasebenza. Abadala abaningi balala emabhanga belinde ukuphiwa imali, kuthi ngezinye insuku bengayitholi ngemva kokulala belindile. Abanye bavele abayitholi loba nje babebhadala kuhle enasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ningakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngowafasti 8 kusiya ngo-9 o'clock ntambama. Namhlanje sikhangela ukukhuphulwa kwentengo yamafutha ezimoto osokubangelwe ukukhwezwa kwembadalo yokugada imitshova lamabhasi kanye leyempahla nokudla elizweni. Thumela i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ekhuluma ngemva kwezehlakalo zokudutshulwa lokubulawa kwabantu abangamachumi amathathu ezabelweni ezimbili ngempelaviki, umongameli Donald Trump weMelika ufunge ukuthatha amanyathelo esola abamhlophe abasekela ubandlululo labeminye imihlobo, njalo ikhuthaza ukuhlolisiswa kwalabo abadinga ukuthenga imbhobho. Kodwa abaningi basele bedanile ngoba akazange aphathe ngokuthi kumele kwethule umthetho wokusetshenziswa njani lezi zikhali. Isilinganiso sabangelamsebenzi kwele South Africa sibikwa silokhu siqonga eminyakeni elithumi lasithupha edluleyo, sahlala kumathumi phose amathathu ekhulwini i-29%. Umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthembise ukuthatha amanyathelo ngalolu daba lapho edinga usekelo kukhetho nyakenye. Kwezempilakahle namhlanje siphatha impilo kaKhasa Mdlovu wakobulawayo, owazalwa eyintombazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa, wenelise ukuqala uhlelo lokwelatshwa kwele South Africa ukuba aguqule isimo sakhe abe ngowesilisa uqobo. EZimbabwe yakukabile indlela zokuhlinza kumbe ukwelatshwa ukuguqula abantu ukuze babe lesimo ubulili obuhambelana lemizwa yabo. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukuzalwa nobulili obuhlukene lemizwa kuvamile kweZimbabwe, kodwa awukabi lezibhedlela ezinganceda abafuna ukuguqula isimo sabo. USamu Ndlovu oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lane wazalwa engowesifazana kodwa elemizwa yabesilisa, uchaza ngobulili bakhe abakubiza ngesilungu bethi transgender.
I-transgender ngwayo esintwini akuvamanga ukuthi kube la magama achasisa kahle kahle, kodwa umuntu wokuthi ngokuzalwa kwakhe umzimba wakhe uyabumi ngenye indlela, kodwa ubulili bakhe ukuthi yena.
UNdlovu uchasisa ngempilo yakhe kusukela ezalwa lalapho ekhula.
Kusukela ngimncane nje kwakunanzeleleka nje ukuthi mtano ochene labanye abamephezeli bangamangazana so yathola ukuthi lento nje vele engangiyizithanda lempahla nje engangiyisizwa ngingani ngiyakhululeka mangisiqokile ilizo kwakuthiwa nje ngeza abafana.
UNdlovu uthi ukuba yi-transgender kuchiyene lalabo abakhetha ukuthandana ngobulili obufanayo.
Esikhathini esiningi abantu basuke bephambanise imicabango yabo nxa becabanga i-transgender ngoba uyathola ukuthi basuke bekuhlanganisile indaba leyana yesitabane. So ubu-transgender abulani lokuba yisitabane.
UNdlovu uthi eZimbabwe akulandlela yokuthola usizo kodwa kwamanye amazwe agoqela kwele South Africa.
Okwakathesi ukuthi elizweni lethu akulala esingathola khona usizo. Into eqakathekile ngokutransition kuqalela emazweni okuyabe kulendlela zokuthatha amanyathelo lawo.
Uchaze ukuba ngemva kwemithi enathwayo umuntu uyahlinzwa ahambelane lobulili azizwa eyibo.
Baqala bekukhangelela i-counseling kakhulu. So u-counseling leyana ukuthi uzuzwisisise ukuthi liqiniso kumbe hhayi ukuthi ukushonesi simo. Besuka lapho sebeyaqalisa bekunika ama-hormones athatha umzimba awunika bathi ama-characteristics obudlisa lobo bufazane. So la uyawathi awathatha ngokuya kwesikhathi besokusiba lamanye ama-operation. Ukuthi sebetshintsha ke izitho lezi bayayenza ukuthiwa i-top surgery bekhiphe nje amabele belungise nje ukuthi umuntu abe lesifuba sesidoda belungise ukuthi umuntu abe lezitho zona lezi ezihambelana lobulili bakhe azizwe yibo.
UCaroline Mudzengi umngane kaSam uchaza intokozo yakhe ngesimo sikaSam esitsha.
Into engithakazelela kakhulu ukuthi uSam sekwazi ukuphila njengesimo ayivele eyisoso. Of course umuntu engathi mhlawumbe why efuna ukusiguqa indlela azalwa ngayo or something but ayinankinga lakho.
Usikhulile Sibanda uthi uSam wabamazi kusukela kudala.
Ngasenesi sikhathi ngiyabona wayengakafiki endaweni as-understanda yesu umuntu oyi-trans but now I think after realizing ukuthi uyi-trans sengibone ngumuntu o-free and really much happier than ngesikhathi sona yiso engakazi-discover ukuthi uyi-trans.
Obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo e-Trans Research Education Advocacy and Training uZo Ahmed inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abantu abalobulili obungahambelani lesimo somuntu uchaza umsebenzi abawenzayo.
Because amadokotela awafundanga on transgender section. At one point sifakethe abale training eyayihoswe yi-Treat in Harare. I-outcome ye-workshop wathiwa khona i-medical school lapha eZimbabwe kule section ye-trans transgender, what is a transgender, you are my treatment anjan, but that's why because it doesn't conform to African society, but it's Western.
Ucwaningo olwenziwa yi-Treat eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2016 luthi ezweni kulabantu abangamakhulu amane abaphila mgceke lobulili obungahambelani lesimo sabo. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe asicace ukuba sithini ngabantu abazalwa benesimo esingahambelani lobulili babo kodwa kusuka kube nzima lapho sebefuna ukuguqula izithupha kumbe incwadi zokuzalwa lokuchada. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abebandla leMthakazi Republic Party MRP balobele uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa incwadi lamhlanje besola ukubotshwa kwamalunga abo amathathu ayitheswa icala lokubangela udlakela ngelanga lomhlangano wekhomishini ekhokhelwa uMnumzana Halima Mohlante eRainbow Hotel kobulawayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Kulandela ukuboshwa lokuvalelwa ejele kwamalunga ebandla le-MRP abalisa uVanet Ncube, uWelcome Moyo loMarshall Sibanda, umongameli we-MRP uMnumzana Mqondisi Moyo ulobele uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa incwadi esola lesi senzo.
kulo kwalo esengilibhalele uEmerson Mnangagwa njengopresident welizwe leZimbabwe ngesenzo sakhe sokubopha amamembers ebandla lethu lemthokazi Republic Party ababotshwa last year ngesikhathi kule commission kaGalema Mukhandi obulawayo eRainbow.
Umoyo uthi amalunga ebandla lakhe awalacala.
Khona zwela uVenathi Ncube welcome Moyo loMashali Sibanda bavalele ke bathunyelwa eKami prison belinde ukugwetshwa kwabo ngolesithathu besethesa icala lokuthi bakhoza udlakela kuMokhlanti Commission.
Umgcini sihlalwe MRP uMnumzana Mqondisi Ndebele uthi usekela incwadi elotshelwe uMnangagwa.
Ngikhuluma ngisekela incwadi ebhalwe ngumongameli wethu uMqondisi Moyo owemthakazi Republic Party. Siyakusekela ukuthi uMnangagwa angasebenzisi amapholisa lama-judges as politicians kodwa abasebenze ama-positions abo. Lokho sikubona mhlophe ngendlela abenza ngayo. Abantu bakithi laba ababotshiweyo babekhulumela i-commission okwakuyindawo yokuthi umuntu ongekakhuluma okusenhliziyweni yakhe kodwa ngemva kwalokho sebebotshiwe basekami.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unobhala jikelele we-ibheju likazulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi umongameli we-MRP wenze kahle ngokulobela uMnangagwa incwadi.
Kuyinto enhle eyenziwe ngamajaha e-MRP ukuthi bebhalele umongameli. Nanko vela abantu laba bathi bekhuluma bayokhuluma kukhomishini bekhuluma ngezikhalazo zabo, anti nguye watsho ukuthi the voice of the people is the voice of God. So yena uma abantu bethi nguye wabulala abazali babo uma yena ecabanga ukuthi awusiloqiniso kumbele ekhola ukuthi ayisiloqiniso akangababophi, kodwa akaveza ubufakazi obutshengisa ukuthi hayi yena kakho kasuye owabulalayo.
Abathathu laba bavalelwe eKami prison ngolwesihlanu banende ukugwetshwa ngolwesithathu kuyona le iviki. Kuncwadi yakhe umongameli we-MRP usesole ukusebenza kwedale ezweni kanye lomongameli Mnangagwa ethi abathathu laba abalacala kabakhululwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uthi aqhuba kuhle amaqembu amela ilizwe leZimbabwe emidlalweni ehlukeneyo kulezi nsuku.
Iqembu leZimbabwe elidlala umhlobo we-rugby odlalwa ngabadlali abalitshumi lanhlanu selinqobe kwimidlalo emithathu eselidlala kumncintiswano wenkezo ye-Victoria Cup. Ekhuluma nentatheli zindaba ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobele eKenya nge-30 ka-29 ngomgqibelo, omqeqetshi walo uBrendan Dawson uthe abadlali abasakhulayo sebedale umehluko omkhulu ekudlaleni kwaleli qembu lona ebeseliphenduke umthatshuzwa eminyakeni eyedlileyo.
Sinabadlali abasakhulayo abanye babo baleminyaka elithumi lathoba munye omunye njalo balamadlabuzane, okuyinto edala ukuba umumo weqembu lethu kube ngokuthi wonke umuntu ufuna ukudlala ngoba belokuzithemba.
Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo obungekho lula njengoba la maqembu ehambe ku-KFM njengelobhanqa 17-17, kodwa ukukhahlela kukakapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uHilton Mudariki yikho okwenze umehluko emidlalweni yalo emibili yakuqala. Iqembu leZimbabwe litshayela eZambia nge 39-10 kwakuqala, kwathi kwesibili linqobele Uganda nge 31-26. Emdlalweni walo olandelayo kumncintiswano we-Victoria Cup iqembu leZimbabwe lizadlala leli Uganda mhla zingama-24 kuyona le inyanga kaNcwabakazi. Emdlalweni wenguqu iqembu lama-Warriors lidlulele kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChad ngamafitshane ngemva kokunqoba eleMauritius nge-3-1 ngensonto enkundleni eBarber Fields. Nxa sekuhlanganiswa impumela yemidlalo edlalwe ngamaqembu lawa, iqembu leZimbabwe linqobe nge-7-1 njengoba litshayele eMauritius nge-4-0 emdlalweni wehlandlela kuqala. Iqembu lama-Warriors lizadibana neqembu leLesotho kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano ngemva kokuba eleLesotho linqobe eleSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu selifinyelele kusigaba se-semifinal kumncintiswano we-COSAFA Women's Championships oqhutshelwa elizweni lase-South Africa kulezi nsuku. Iqembu leli liqeqetshwa nguSithethelelo Sibanda litshayela eSwaziland nge-7-0 namhla emini, okusho ukuba yilo eliphuthe imidlalo yezibaya lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sika-Group C, njalo lizadibana neqembu le-South Africa kusigaba se-semifinal. Abahlosele iqembu leZimbabwe ngababalisa u-Emma Msipha yena ulitshayela emambuleni kane, uMavis Chira ohlohle kabili kanye loRudo Neshamba ohlohle elilodwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.